Store. If you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Happy New Year, Germaniacs. Hi. I just got back from a week in Byron with the girls. Such a good fucking trip. Oh my God, partied so much. My gums are still numb. I got my nipple pierced, obsessed. I'm ready to entertain you guys every week. This season, it's going to be so much fucking better than the first one. Don't listen to the first season. It's so fucking embarrassing. Oh my God. I'm just I'm more my authentic self now. FML 2021 was such a fucking struggle. Lockdowns, so triggering, I can't even deal. Anyway, I'm 21 now. I feel so much more mature. I feel like I'm kind of like living my best life, but also my life's in turmoil. Do you know what I mean? But I'm here for it. That's the life of a Gen Z girl, I guess. Anyway, buckle up, sluts. Let's do this. This week on Shamazing, naked dancing to Adele, making your future daughters jealous, Kwame's oily skin, spicy marg explosions, charging dad with pedophilia, and am I really a godmother? Your weekly dose of hot girl lifestyle, skincare tips, and relationship advice from the Gen Z guru we don't deserve, the horsey-faced hornbag. She puts the sin in imposter syndrome. I'm Jamae, JA'MIE. I'm woke, I'm wealthy, I'm wise, and I'm Jamazing. Hi, Germaniacs. No offense to the maniacs. I'm Jamae, 21, Gen Z icon. My pronouns are she, her, fat, and bitch. Not really, jokes, is I'm not that fat anymore. I've missed you guys so much. I'm fucking back. Sorry, newsflash for you guys. I left uni, got so fucking over it. It was such a struggle. I didn't want to repeat it, the subject that I fucking failed. So now I'm doing the podcast for real. Like, it's not an assignment. I'm like a legit fucking podcaster. I'm so here for it. I just got over the whole fucking course things. Like, publicity is such a lame job. Like, Amber was saying to me, it's like, Jamae, you want to be on the red carpet, not like showing like Guy Sebastian down the red carpet or something. Like, no. Back from Byron with the girls, as I said in the intro, it was so fucking fun. Partied so hard. Oh my God, we had the best time ever. I was like, fully went rogue. Oh my God, I got my nipple pierced. Don't tell my dad, but that was part of the trip. Yeah, it was just so much fun. I was like fucking slut dropping on the tables at Ray's at midnight, New Year's Eve. I did this like slut drop and I felt this like thing go up my bum and it's like someone's wine bottle. It was like kind of went right in there, but yeah, it felt kind of good. But anyway, we've all done it. I'm full swing hot girl summer, just enjoying myself, living my best life, post-lockdown, letting loose and all that. I'm looking quiche again too. I fucking lost weight, finally. It's like, I feel like this newfound body confidence. So I had my like fat girl winter I was so fucking fat. Like my tit skin was like stretching out with the fat and I was face tuning on my photos. I got so over it and all my friends were like, why is that fucking building like bending over in the background of your photos, man? And I was like, sussies. I'm doing the 40-hour famine again. Remember I used to do that at school? So I'm doing it again. Just the starving part, not the like donations, because it's like, yeah. I feel like Africa's kind of like back on track anyway, and they don't really need it. I'm slim again, kind of. My bitch of a mother, when I was like having my fat girl winter, she was like, it's cool to be a plus size gal. And I was like, I just slapped her as if it is. I'm so sick of her like toxic positivity all the time. Also, if you're a plus size girl and you're listening, it's like, don't listen to me. I still love your obs. And I'm just being an idiot. I'm still the fattest in my group anyway. And to be honest, I fucking lost like 2 kgs. I'm still, like, I broke a chair leg at Ray's on New Year's. A plastic one, but like, obs, I'm still a heifer. So yeah, full post-lockdown fever, running around like a fucking crazy woman, partying so much, spending so much money. Well, dad's money, but my mental health has been all over the shop, too. It's like, so much fucking anxiety from partying in Byron. I can't even fucking deal. But, you know, YOLO. I'm getting heaps of DMs from my Germaniacs asking about Jeremy. So we fully broke up. I know, so sad. But I'm like, care factor. I just wanted to enjoy my like hot girl summer. And like, he was like, he went all bunny boiler on me. And it's like, basically he just wasn't sparking joy anymore. And I just like pulled the plug. He refused to get the penis enlargement surgery that I wanted him to get. But yeah. And he lied about his age too. He was fucking 40 and not even rich. Like, I'd go that old if he was rich, but not for like a fucking DJ. The age gap thing was like, was really kind of triggering. It was like a Jake Gyllenhaal, T-Swift, like toxic older man thing. It's like, he's still got my scarf and sniffing at probs. So my method for getting over the breakup was, I just listened to heaps of Taylor Swift. I had a one night stand with this short, really dumb muscle guy that helped me like block out Jeremy and stuff. I did an interpretive dance to Easy on Me by Adele in the nude, which really helped. The usual breakup blues busters. So yeah, now I'm fully over in. Single, ready to mingle. Chubby and single and ready for a Pringle. So, it's time for this week's Ask Jemay, first of the season. This week we've got a letter from Kwame. Do you guys remember that African guy that stayed with me when I was like in year 12? He was really hard, and he stayed in my sister's room, stuff like that. Yeah. So we've kept in touch. He's a dad now too. He's back in Africa, and, apparently I'm the godmother to the kid as well, which I didn't realize. Yeah, he sent a photo of it and it's kind of cool. So he's written this really cute letter, and I'm going to read it to you guys. Okay, here we go. I won't do the voice. My dear Jemay, long time no talk. Congratulations on the podcast success. You are very popular here in the village and even my auntie listens. You are weird, but funny and informative. Thank you. Well, Jemay, now for my Ask Jemay question. Okay, Kwame, hit me with it. I too am 21. We getting old, Jemay. As you know, because you are the godmother, I have a baby and a loving wife. I want to keep up my handsomeness for my wife. But every time I see a mirror or a photo, I look old and tired. How can I go back to the handsome guy I once was? Love you so fucking much, Kwame. P.S. When can we FaceTime with your tits at I won't read that, but, cool. Okay, and he's drawn a little, illustration to, I think it's me. Okay, Kwame. So, firstly, so relatable big time. Every time I fucking look in a mirror or like a photo, I just think I look like a fat, ugly slag. So, totally relate. I feel like I used to be like naturally quiche back in the day, and now it's like a 4-hour like process to look half decent. And I'm 22 as well in 9 months, which is so fucking embarrassing. It's like basically middle-aged for a girl. I want to kill myself. But I was thinking about that. It's like, cause COVID, like for our generation, like we've lost like 2 years in fucking lockdown. So I don't think I'm actually 21. I feel like I'm 19. Like you can take 2 years off for like our generation. And it's like, so then when we're like 40, we'll be like 38 and it'll be like really hot. Yeah. Can I just say re-lockdown? Fucking triggering. It's like, lockdown fucking ruined me. My hair was like so shit. I had like split ends. My fucking Botox wore off and I couldn't get top up. Fillers fading off my fucking face. My whole fucking, my teeth were kind of like not yellow, but like kind of like not white. It's so unfair for our generation. It's like, it's our time to shine. It's like FML. It's like, I was saying that to my friends, like, we're in the best years of our life and this is our time. Like, if you want to get pics of yourself that'll make your future daughters jealous, it's like, now is our time. It's like fucking hell. Anyway, so Kwame, back to you. How do you get looking hot for your wife? Okay, so Kwame sent in a little photo here and I'm just having a little look because, yeah, you can definitely see some fine lines and little crow's feet around the eyes there. Eyes are definitely a problem area. You've got that kind of shiny skin, like it's extremely oily, I'm going to say. Sephora does a really good like blotting paper, which you might want to get. I'll send you a link. I would say just a light coverage, like a matte foundation. The eyes are looking really tired. It kind of looks like you've been like staying up all night, or I don't know what's going on in the village right now, but it's like, you seem kind of like worn out. So I reckon like a caffeine-based product around the eyes, a moist tea bag, just go basic, old school, just, or cold metal spoons. Just put some spoons in the fridge to reduce the puffiness, some metal spoons. They might be wooden ones in the village, so you're going to have to get some metal ones. Get online, West Elm, do some great cutlery options. Or get one of those like crystal rollers, like do the lymphatic drainage thing. Yeah, your face needs to be drained big time. Just what I'm seeing from the photo. The only other thing I can suggest is like just to draw attention away from the eyes. Maybe just go for like a heavy lip gloss, like just accentuate the lips so it kind of distracts from the eyes. Like go for like a high gloss, high shine, that whole early noughties things back so you'll be kind of on trend. Do it in like not a fire engine red, but like a really bold, like a deep red, I think, yeah. Yeah, so that's my main thoughts. Just like address those eyes, distract with the lips. Yeah, I hope your wife likes it. Rewind the clock a little bit. We're both 19 again because you're 21 too. So just shave off those 2 years, mate. Live your best life, Kwame. Thanks for staying in touch. Let us know how you go. Illy. And FaceTime you later. See you, Kwame. Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How fun is this? So fucking good to be back. Okay, so I got to unpack the whole like turmoil issue that I'm having. Basically I'm having massive fights with my dad at the moment. He's being a fucking bastard. I don't know where to start with that. Quick aside first, dad, tell me that I'm being reasonable with this because dad's like giving me shit about it. Basically this thing happened, like my girls came over. We're going to have like priest here and then we're going to go out clubbing. And, I was making some spicy mugs in my cocktail shaker and we do it in dad's study, like just sort of around his desk area. And I'm like shaking and I can't get the fucking lid open. So I just put it like between my legs and I'm like pulling like really hard. Like my whole face is going red. I'm trying to like open it up so I can serve out the drinks. And then anyway, all of a sudden the fucking lid comes off. The cocktail goes fucking flying all over the wall, all over Dad's fucking certificates and shit and his like rowing trophy from school and stuff. And I'm like freaking out. And I'm like, Dorothy, like call out straight away. She doesn't come because it's her fucking day off. So anyway, I left it there. And anyway, it's like 3 days later and Dad goes in the study and it's all like crispy and stuff. And he's like, what the hell, Jermaine? And I'm like, as if I'm gonna, like, I don't know how to fucking clean walls, and as if I'm gonna go up a fucking ladder when I'm fucking smashed. It's like a safety hazard issue. So Dad's like full butthurt about it, and he's like really like mad, like, that's my trophy. And I'm like, oh, fuck my life. Anyway, I think he is being unreasonable, so whatever. Anyway, I'm just fighting with him 24/7 about everything. He's just like, he's not into me at the moment. His main issues with me are, like, because I'm not going to uni, I got fired from the internship, and I'm refusing to get a job. Like, I'm not going to go work at fucking surf, dive, and ski or something. And I'm, like, hooking up with heaps of guys, which is true, but, and one of them used Dad's trimmers on his pubes, and it's, like, not my fault, but, and Dad's all like, you're using the house as a brothel, Jermaine. And I'm like, yeah, I know, stop slut-shaming me. And I'm like, I'm only going to get uglier from here on in, Dad. So it's like, I got to take advantage while I can. And Dad's all like, while you're under my roof, obey by my rules. And I'm like, cool line, like original. Anyway, it's so sad because Dad and I used to have like the best relish. Like we used to be like, I don't know. I was his little JJ. Like I used to sit up on his shoulders or I'd do like my little koala hug and like bite his shoulder. Or I like fake sleep in the back of the car and then like I make him carry me in and he'd be carrying me and I'd have like one eye open because like he'd always leave Courtney like crying in the booster seat or something because he knew that I'd spit it if she didn't take me in first. So I remember just like looking back and being like sucked in Courtney because I was Dad's fave. Yeah, we just had the best connection. Like I was this little Jamie Wamey and I mean, I still bite him on the shoulder now sometimes. And the other day I bit him really hard and he's like, oh my God, I'm bleeding. Anyway, he's like, how are you going to earn money, Jermaine? And I'm like, I'm a full-time influencer. It's like, that's my full-time job now. Like I'll get gifted stuff and I'll sell it. And I only have to make it until I'm like 24 and then I'll get a rich baby daddy. And then I'm on easy street after that. And Dad's all like, that's not real life. Like you're smarter than that, Jermaine. And Dad goes, oh my God, I'm so mad about this. Dad, you know, Mandy, Dad's assistant. So Dad talks to her and Dad goes, she reckons you're not a real influencer because you don't have enough followers and your content's unoriginal. I'm like, can you fuck off, Mandy? Like, first of all, like, who the fuck are you? And also like, you're 39, allegedly. Why are you still fucking on Gram? It's like so tragic. Like stick to Facebook, love. It's like, go send someone a fucking cat meme, babe. Anyway, so Dad reckons I'm, quote, lazy and delusional. And I'm like, honey, like, it's kind of true, really lazy, but, like, stop gaslighting me, Dad. I said to him, look, Dad, I've got a disability because I took after you and I've got a fat head. So I should be getting, like, an apology from you and a fucking pension from the government. It's like, also, oh my God, speaking of disabilities, I've actually diagnosed my problems. So I reckon I'm PTSD, ADHD, bicurious, and mild autism. So yeah, that's my like full diagnosis. I've got PTSD from Dad cancelling my 21st. So it was really bad. I should like apply to the government for benefits for that. It's literally so fucking hard. Just being a rich white girl is so much harder than it looks. Anyway, so I threatened to move out. Just a threat. I never would. I'm going to live here till I like get a husband. And Dad's like, how would you pay rent? And I'm like, I don't know. I'll fucking sell my body. Like, what's it to you? You don't have a conservatorship over me, Dad. I can do what I fucking want, okay? It's like, actually, that would be a really good, like, merch thing, like a free Jermaine t-shirt. I'm going to do that. That would actually go off. Anyway, I'm just sick of, like, the shackles of Dad. He needs to just, like, shut up. It's like, I'm in my prime. He just needs to fucking deal. He just has to, like, sit back and watch a hot girl with a really tight body living her best life. Just fucking sit back and enjoy the show, dude. Hi, honeys. It's a little bit later, so as it sounds kind of weird, I'm just having a bath right now. So ignore the echo. I'm just going to kind of multitask. Like, this could be like the new podcasting. Like, I'll just do it when I feel like it and just like take you guys with me. There's like a fucking shadow like at the bottom of the door of the bathroom. It's like fucking weird. I don't know who that is. This one time, Dorothy the cleaner was looking through the keyhole at me while I was in the bath. It was so fucking gross. Like, I asked her afterwards and she claimed she was like leaning down to pick up the vacuum. And I'm like, likely story, honey. Anyway, creeps were always like creeping on me. Oh my God, the shadow's like, Dad, piss off away from the bathroom door. I'm having a bath. Seriously, do not open it. Unless you want to get charged with pedophilia. See you in court if you open it. Anyway. So, this week's worst moment of my fucking life. Okay, we're back into it. So I sleep with those like earplugs in my ears, like those orange foam ones that you like squish up. Because I'm always like sleeping until like lunchtime and mum's always blasting the Nutribullet. So I get up at lunchtime and I take them out of my ears, right? And I'm sitting naked on the edge of the bed and I just like put the things, the earplugs down. Then I get this text from Jeremy. I know, lame, ex. But like he's still desperate for me. And he goes, can you do a naked Adele Easy On Me dance for him on FaceTime? And he's got like praying hands emojis. And I'm like, I'm just awake and I'm like, yeah, cool. So I set up and I prop up the phone on a pillow, full naked, put the music on. And so I'm dancing my heart out, like fully getting into it, like doing like a jeté and like there's like a split leap thing that I do. It's really cool. And then the song ends and I turn my back to camera, right? And I do this like slow bend over finish move, like bum to camera. And suddenly Jeremy's like, what's that fluoro orange thing poking out of your bum? Oh my God, the earplug had gone up my bum. I must have fucking sat on it. I was fucking mortified. Like, and he's like, is that a bum tampon? I'm like, I've never been more humiliated in my life. It was so bad, Germaniacs. Oh my God. Wait. Oh my God, I'm getting a text. Wait. It's a text from Amber. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna read it out. Hey, bitch, massive fight with mum, you and me moving into a flat together. Come to my now to workshop. Cocktail emoji times two. Oh, my God. Moving out. I'm freaking out right now. Okay, guys, I'm going to tell you what happens next week's episode. Got to get out of this bath and go to Amber's. Illy, Nahugan, literally fucking love you, Germania. So happy to be back. Stay keyed. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So if you want early access to episodes, ad-free and exclusive bonus episodes, then subscribe to Germaniacs on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, Illy!